slow day. You're so sway. Oh, day. I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 26th of July, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Bard on the Beach is going strong at Vanier Park with a lot of new faces this year. And we'll meet one of them. Well, not her face, but her voice anyway. And we'll keep you informed on events this weekend, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's award-eligible hour of local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And sitting across from me now is the voice and the face of Ghazal Arzbad. Did I say that right?
Azerbaijan.
Okay, I was close. I was close.
Very close. Very close.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So you're at Bard this year. Your first year at Bard.
That's right.
And you're playing Viola in Shakespeare in Love.
That's
so
right.
So you got a big lead role.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. How's it been going so far?
Oh, it's been a dream so far. Yeah. I can't imagine a better backdrop to go to work every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a romantic show, and to be able to act out falling in love during a sunset in the most beautiful city in Canada.
I know. It's got that Stanley Park West End background behind you.
I know.
You.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's
so
really
very
nice.
Lucky. Very
great.
Lucky.
Yeah. Now, you're from here originally, right?
Yeah. I was raised here. Mm-hmm. I was actually originally born in Mashhad, Iran. And then I moved here at a very young age with my family and was raised here. So I've basically been here my whole life.
And you went to UBC.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So we always put that in.
Yeah.
Being a campus radio station, we have to acknowledge.
Yes.
So you did your BFA here?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did just down the way in old Binnings.
that was quite an experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are some of your fond memories of taking your theater training at UBC?
Oh God, where to begin? I mean, I made some lifelong friends.
Mm-hmm. Still working with classmates in that?
Yeah. Yeah. Last fall I did a show with one of my best friends, Naomi Vogt. And we met in the BFA.
Yeah.
It's incredible to, you know, see where everyone has been taking their careers and all the different paths that people have been taking. Every once in a while we'll come up and we'll reconnect and have like a class beer or something, catch up. But some great memories being here at UBC. I mean, the training is still with me. I still use it, all the things that I've learned from the faculty. And the campus, the memories that I have on this beautiful campus has just been, yeah, great training.
Yeah.
I loved UBC. I loved it so much.
And you've been able to travel a bit across the country. I noticed you have a few credits with Soul Pepper in Toronto.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What shows did you do with them?
Well, I got hired to do their academy a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there,
You mean you were teaching there?
No, the academy is like a paid training program.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's similar. It's like a conservatory program that anywhere offers, except it's like a professional conservatory. So you're actually, as an artist, getting paid for your time there, which is a really great, great program. But no, I had the opportunity while I was there as an Academy member to do Chasse Gallery, which was a musical. that I did there. And then Innocence Lost, La Bette, and some small projects just in and around Toronto, one at the AGO. And I think that was it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was a great time out there.
Yeah. And then you came back here last year to do The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which
yes.
we mentioned we have a personal connection with because my lovely wife, Renee, was the assistant stage manager on
it. Yes,
that.
Renee. Yeah. Shout out to Renee if you're listening. Ayo.
Yeah, she's in Chemainus right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I'm going to go over and spend the weekend with her, so I'm looking forward to that. Good. But I want to talk a little bit about The Curious Incident, because that was a bit of a curious show. That was, it was sort of an ensemble piece, but it really focused on specifically the main character, dealing on the autism spectrum and that. But also theatrically and technically, it was quite a complex show to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I refer to it as one of the most special shows I've ever done, because it was at the heart of it a true ensemble piece. Every person on that stage and behind the scenes mm-hmm. were working to support the narrative of this kid, mm-hmm. and it demanded so much out of us as artists, and it was so fun to do, and the narrative of it was just so touching every single night, and you could feel the effect that it had on the audience mm-hmm. every night. So I miss that show greatly.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those ones you come out going, this is why I got into doing this.
That's right.
This is why I do this.
That's yeah. right, yeah. yeah.
So let's talk about what you're on right now, Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
Now it's I was going to say it's a bit of a departure from Bard, but not really, because they have a tendency, if they're not doing a play by Shakespeare, they often do a play about Shakespeare. And they've mm-hmm. done Elizabeth Rex, and mm-hmm. they've done a few other things as well. But this is the first time they've adapted a film.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what the background on this very much is. Is this something that was commissioned for Bard, or was this a script that already existed? Do you know?
This was a script that already existed. Mm-hmm. It was done in the West End, and then I think it had its premiere at Stratford in 2016. It's a North American premiere, mm-hmm. I think. I might be wrong about yeah. that. Forgive me if I am. Yeah. But it was done at Stratford for sure, and then in Edmonton at the Citadel, and then Bard decided to take it on. It is the first non-Shakespeare that they've done on the main stage.
Yes, that's right.
So big risk for that company, mm-hmm. but such a fulfilling one, because I think it's one of the most accessible shows that Bard can put on right now, especially for folks who don't necessarily know Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It's a great introduction into Shakespeare, and it's a down-to-earth, like, it kind of pokes fun at a lot of the Shakespearean tropes,
mm-hmm.
And allows a newcomer into the world of Shakespearean language, and allows you to really fall in love with the words and the text in a way that otherwise you might have just missed mm-hmm. if you just went to a show.
Yeah.
I know so
and
many
And really, it really dives into the playwriting process.
That's right.
Because the thread of the story is he's writing Romeo and Juliet.
That's right.
And it doesn't start out as Romeo and Juliet.
No.
It starts out as some, like, pirate thing.
That's right.
And it, you know, eventually weaves its way into, partially because of the influence of the character Viola.
That's right.
That weaves into this classic romance that we all know and love.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly a really clever script. Mm-hmm. And it being adapted from film to stage is definitely tricky, because it moves at such a fast pace.
Yeah.
But it also allows the audience to lean forward and to, like a film, not know what's going to happen next, and to really just be moved forward with the pace of the show.
Yeah. How are the houses? Are the audience liking it?
Oh yeah, they are. And as the summer's going on, more and more people are coming. I think word of mouth is really spreading, mm-hmm. and it's so nice to go out and see an entire, like, 700 seat theater filled with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another nice thing about this, well, it's all the Bard productions, but specifically this one is it's accessible for youth. There's a special youth rate. Anyone 22 and under basically gets in for half price.
Yeah.
And so that's a big plus.
That's right.
For getting in on that. There's two other shows going on right now.
That's right.
There's All's Well That Ends Well that ends soon.
That's right. August 11th, I think, is their closing.
Yeah, and that will be replaced by Coriolanus, just started rehearsal this week. And then the other big one, of course, is Taming of the Shrew, which I hear is also getting great response as well.
Yeah.
So, happy summer.
Thank you very much. Happy summer to you, too. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. Yeah. So if you want to find out more, you can go to bardonthebeach.org and find out all the information. And Ghazal Azarbad,
that's right.
Thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
And I'll probably see you down on site.
Great.
Because aside from being a an award-eligible broadcaster, I'm also the massage therapist for Bard. So I'll be set up backstage. So, yeah, I'll be right behind you.
Beauty.
Okay.
Send my love to Renee.
I will. All right, let's hear some music. This coming Monday night, there's a special event going on at, where is it? It's at the Fairview, 898 West Broadway. It's called the 4th Avenue Kitsilano Reunion Trips Festival. And one of the folks that's going to be there is the great Sherry Ulrich. Oh no! I hit the wrong button. We're dealing with new system here, and so every once in a while things don't go quite the way they're supposed to. Let's see if that works. No. Okay, we'll try something else. Anyway, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Dave.
This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
I love that spot, but it's real old, and I don't think our current program manager does ride a motorcycle. But, you know, who cares? It's still fun to work here. You're probably wondering why you keep hearing our closing theme there. I thought I had it all worked out, but there's still a bug in the system. We're doing a transition in our computer music playing kind of thing, and I built this really nice playlist with all kinds of cool local tunes, and for some reason, the media player on this computer doesn't want to play my playlist. So while I figure that out, I'll just have to go back to the old ways here. So why don't I play a couple more spots, and then we'll see what we got.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite. Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms.
India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, so we're still trying to find Sherry Ulrich's song there, but in the meantime, I got other stuff for you here. Let's see, what's looking for us? There we go. That one? No, it's not that one. Okay. I'll be fine. Is it that one? It's not that one. It's not that one. It's not that one. There we go. Next Saturday, our friend Doug Andrew and his band Circus and Flames are going to be performing at the Fairview Pub next Saturday, August 3rd. As they say, the Circus and Flames add their original sheet metal country to a night of rock, rhythm, and Rubes with Tony Baloney and the Rubes and the Top Boost. And they're all playing at the Fairview Pub, which is 898 West Broadway. And get there early. Doors open at 8:30. Circus and Flames starts at 10 o'clock. Admission is only $10 next Saturday night. Here they are, Doug Andrew and Circus in Flames.
Some sucker shot John F. Kennedy the day my father turned 49. It was tough topping that on Dad's 50th, but he did get a bottle of Ballantine's. Oh, we watched the gray squinting newsmen shimmer with silver cigarette smoke. I asked why all the crying. He said, people are sad, but believe I'm the same. In the White House, sang cues, gave cheese to the poor, had a shotgun in my bed down on Hickory Street. I don't believe I'm the same man. Well, it just stole an ambulance. Somebody call the cops. He's gonna ram that thing through the neighbor's house, 'cause the woman there's gotta be stopped.
There we go. Doug Andrews, Circus of Flames, next Saturday night. Let's see here. Oh, there's a big event coming up this weekend. It's called Because It's Right, with a W there, W-R-I-T-E. It's the first of a series of letter-writing events. This iteration will focus on the environmental impact of big business industries, on their environmental impact on the current climate crisis. The event is going to be happening at the Playwrights Theatre Center, which is on Gore Avenue in Chinatown, which is soon rapidly becoming hipster town, I've noticed. Darn kids. Anyway, it's happening on the 29th of July, which is Monday, and offering a challenge to five Canadian corporations: Suncorp, CNRL, Canadian Natural Resources, Husky Tech, and Nestle, to look at their impact on the climate crisis. So you'll be invited to sign a letter, stuff an envelope, and write a label. You can stop by for 10 minutes. You can hang out for 4 hours, whatever you like to do. But there are all kinds of opportunities to participate. It's a free event, but they do ask for, they suggest a donation of $5. And this is to cover the expenses of this not-for-profit event. So, you know, covering postage and envelopes and all the rest of that stuff. Anything above the cost will be donated to One Tree Planted, where each dollar will plant a tree in a Canadian region that needs it most. All letters will be written on 100% recycled paper and stuffed into 100% recycled envelopes, courtesy of the Coquitlam-based independent paper company West World Paper, Inc. So once again, the event is happening on Monday from 2 until 6. It's called Because It's Right, Big Business, Big Words. It's happening at the Playwrights Theatre Centre, 739 Gore Avenue. And if you want to find out more, you go to tinyurl.com and type in Big Business, Big Words, all in one big word there, and participate and get the word out and help that. All right, what else have we got here? This and that. Sorry, I'm a little dejected right now. Things got off to such a great start, and then I'm thrown off the rails a little bit because of this music thing, but let's see what else we can talk about here. It's a nice day, though, huh? Good day to be hanging out on your deck and your little garden there and listening to the radio and maybe enjoying a little nice tall cocktail beverage or something like that. The Arts Umbrella is doing Godspell. This is the summer theater program for youth. They've been doing a month-long intensive process of exploring and rehearsing for Godspell. These are the students of the Summer Stage Musical Theater Intensive, and they are now ready to take it onto the stage. It's the classic show by Stephen Swartz, and featuring a song by our good friend Jay Hamburger, who was on here a couple of weeks ago. And it's the 2012 revised version, so it's a sort of an updated script, but it's a play that's been around for a long time, and it's getting a new interpretation from the kids at Arts Umbrella. It's happening at The Nest on Granville Island, which used to be called Studio 1398. 1398 Cartwright Street, which is right next door to the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island. You know, just as you turn right at Kids World, there's that... there's the theater, and then there's the Nest. So if you want to find out more information about that, you can go to Godspell Summer Stage that's the ticket number. Sorry, Brown Paper Tickets. Just go to Arts Umbrella and find out more information about that. All right, let's see. Will this work? No, that won't work. So we'll do that. We'll play this and then we'll find some more music.
Sweet, sweet midnight. Everything you wanted.
MRG Concerts presents Detroit indie rocker Steph Chura will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret on August 1st with Vancouver's own Dadweed. Don't miss this show and grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Oh, everything you put, I wanna see.
LG.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude.
Only on CITR.
All right. I thought this song was appropriate as we try to get our ducks in a row.
You got the muck, I got the rake. You get the gift and I get the take. The dice. So sit down on my knee, little girl, and take my advice. You got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you want to fret, fuss, and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight. The fool who digs the hole and who is the tool. We burn our candle at both ends, didn't we? Now my house is burning down, so I'm telling you simply, you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna fret, fuss, and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight. From the day they are born, so you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you want a friend, fuss and fight, yeah, you better pack your things, get out tonight. You got to get your ducks in a row, pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna frit, fuss, and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight.
Alright, what happened now? Oh, jeez. Oh. it's we're just in transition. That's all I can tell you. Things are changing. My God. Oh, my God. I'm not having a breakdown. I'm not having a breakdown. Let's see. What else are we going to talk about? I have all kinds of stuff to talk about, but of course, being able to find it's another story. Another youth theater event that's going on Granville Island. This one is the CTYP, Teen Shakespeare Program, on Granville Island. This is Carousel Theater for Youth, doing their Team Shakespeare stuff. And this year they're doing Winter's Tale, and they're doing a site-specific outdoor performance in Ron Basford Park, which is the nice little park next to the Granville Island Hotel, sort of behind Performance Works on Granville Island. It's a 90-minute version of Shakespeare's classic fantasy, and I think the bear will be included. And if you don't know about Shakespeare, you won't get the joke, but it doesn't matter. The show is running this weekend. It's going on tonight at 7:30, and then tomorrow and Monday, 7:30. And I think that's all. Is there any other upcoming dates? Oh, yeah, it goes until the 10th of August. So lots of opportunity to go see Winter's Tale with the Carousel Youth Theater Program. And if you want to find out more, go to carouseltheater.ca. And let's see, there was another thing I wanted to make sure that we mentioned here. God of Carnage. We had Nathan on last week talking about this play. This is the Teatro de los Enamorados. And it's happening up at the Beaumont Theater. Two more shows left, one tonight and one tomorrow night tonight and Sunday. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, three more shows left. God of Carnage at the Beaumont, which is at 5th in Alberta. And as I said, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. And you can find out more by checking out their website. And they're on Facebook. It's Teatro, T-E-A-T-R-O, Los Enamorados. You can figure that out. I don't mean to be so surly. I'm just thrown off. Oh, my goodness. Have mercy. Have mercy. And, okay, I'm going to line up a couple more things to talk about. I actually have some music to play. I actually found a CD, so let's listen to that.
Did you know that I'd be here waiting for the sun to go down, wrapped up and so numb and dumb, can't find a way out, but oh, what a honey you've been. Never said it tastes so bittersweet. Now we're on fire, but it's the wrong kind of flame. She'll say, oh, what a honey you've been. Oh, what a honey you've been. So I'd amazing, savagely shake them, make them rattle their bones. Cause his footprints on the pre- who claims that he's a teacher? Can he teach me to tell a lie when I see one? Did you mean the wrong kind of person? Because humans don't mean human.
That's Logan and Nathan. How do you like that? We got it. We got it playing. Goody, goody. Okay, there's an event coming up. Well, it's closing this weekend. There's two more performances left. It's called Hashtag What Now. And tonight's event is specifically for a male-identified patrons. Last night, they had the female-identified performance, and tonight is specifically for audience made up of male-identified patrons, and that can refer to... let me see if I've got the correct definition here. That includes cis, trans, non-binary, and two-spirit audience members. So anyone who identifies as male will be invited to the performance tonight. As I said, they did the female-identifying one last night. And then the reason why they're doing gender-specific evenings, it's to allow for an honest and supportive environment for audiences to respond to the performance with other people of the gender they identify as most. And then tomorrow night's closing will be the non-gender specific performance. So everyone will be welcome to that one as well. And that includes post-performance engagement facilitated by Tanel Jeeb. I hope I said that right. Now, what the heck is this all about? It's a workshop production of a multi-perceptival documentary. Of documentary theater, pardon me, and dance in creation in response to the Me Too movement. Developed in partnership with Good Night Out Vancouver. After collecting hours of audio interviews from all over Vancouver, real life stories and feelings come to life through the media of headphone, verbatim theater, and movement. So this is sort of a workshop, a discussion, a performance, a whole variety of different experiences all sort of bound up into one event. The performance itself runs about 60 minutes, and then that will be followed by the facilitated post-performance engagement. They also provide professionals there to give emotional support to the audience and artists as well. And plus $2 from every ticket will be donated to Good Night Out Vancouver. So this is quite a profound event. It's been going on for about a week. It closes this weekend. It's at the Annex Theater at 823 Seymour Street. And if you want to find out more, you can get tickets at theaterwire.com/whatnowevents. And once again, it's called Hashtag What Now. And one more thing here. On a lighter note, Silence the Musical is going on this weekend. We had those folks in here last week as well. That's musical based on the movie and the book Silence of the Lambs. It's presented at the Goldcorp Theater at the BMO Theater Center, which is where the Arts Club hangs out at First and Columbia. And you can get tickets at the Arts Club. It's not an Arts Club production. It's more of a rental thing, but the Arts Club has been very supportive of our friends at Downstage Right Productions. Mark Carter and that gang are putting this one on. And friend of the show, the great Seth Little, is playing Hannibal Lecter, worth the price of admission all by himself. So you want to go down there. I got my ticket. I'm going in tomorrow night. And then it runs for another week, I think. It closes on the 3rd of August. So you still got some time to go check it out. Silence the Musical. I guess tonight is their official opening. Yeah. So get some tickets and go see Silence the Musical at the BMO Theater Center there, the Goldcorp stage. So I mentioned that. Another show that some friends are doing, it's called Run for Your Wife. This is a Ray Cooney comedy, the great British farce writer from the 70s and 80s. And this is one of those great, highly frantic, door-slamming, mad panic kind of farces. Lots of fun. Hilarity is enjoyed by all. And it's happening at the Bernie Legg Theater, which is in Queen's Park in New Westminster, right there in the middle of the park behind the arena. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go to Brown Paper Tickets, and you can also check out the Page Theater's Facebook page to find out more. Okay, we are reaching that moment when we can actually carry on and do the show as originally planned. Finally found that Sherry Ulrich song I wanted to tell you about. Of course, Sherry is going to be performing on the weekend at the big 4th Avenue reunion thing at the Fairview. And she's got a show coming up on Monday, too, I think, with a reunion of Pied Pumpkin with Rick Scott and Joe Mock. But here's Sherry.
We've been sitting at this corner table so long the waiter just gave up, trading our stories, both the proud and shameful. I think we know that we both have a little crush. Oh, oh, you gotta know, I don't wanna be the one to miss you. I don't wanna open up that door, not even take a chance.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon.
Once you hear the sirens, go, go. Cover your eyes and just go, go. Or you're gonna find your whole damn life crashing on the rocky shores. Oh, on the rocky shores.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Playwrights Theatre Centre is calling for submissions for their most popular program for emerging artists, Block A. Block A is for artists who write for all kinds of performance, including script-driven theater, spoken word, performance art and songs, even screenwriters. Yes, they'll even take screenwriters. They're looking for writers who see craft as a tool for expressing their imaginations. The content and flow of Block A depends on the varied interests of the writers and the senior playwright mentor who integrates their own practices and inspirations into the sessions. The writers discuss the fundamentals of writing for performance in a variety of styles and explore imagination-stimulating writing exercises to expand their craft. They learn from each other and get a sense of the collaborative nature of theater making. You must be a playwright member of PTC to submit. There's a fee of $250 plus GST for Block A, payable on acceptance. If the fee is an obstacle, or if you have any other questions, you can get in touch with Kathleen. And her email is Kathleen, with a K, at playwrightstheatercenter.com. Deadline for submissions is August 2nd. And if you want to apply, you can go to playwrightstheatercenter.com/programs/Block A. Neon Theatrical Productions is doing The Fun Story, by written and directed by Isabella Texon. This is a story of Angela, a fresh-faced acting major in New York, who interviews a notorious classmate and womanizer for her class project. Through the course of one night, he changes her perspective on relationships and masculinity, all while hiding his true intentions. Sounds a little creepy. It's going to be happening in September at the Heritage Grill Back Room in New Westminster. The auditions are this weekend at Green Timbers Covenant Church in Surrey. If you want to find out more, you can send your headshot and resume to Isabella, and her email is Isabella Texon. That's Isabella Texon at yahoo.com. We got some Fringe auditions. This one is The Trophy Hunt. This is a play that is kind of, it's playing across the country, and different theater companies are doing it in at different locations. So for the Vancouver one, it's November Theater. Our dear friend Shelby Bushell is, I think she's directing it. Anyway, she's taking in the submissions. The audition itself is happening on Monday, the 29th. The play is called The Trophy Hunt. It's an exploration of who eats who or whom in our canned hunt of a world where everything is observed, everything a zoo. It is a new play by Canadian playwright Trina Davis, and it's on a rolling Canadian premiere. Companies across Canada are producing their own versions of the play at their respective fringe festivals. It's a site-specific, outdoor, roving audience production, so you kind of move with the play as you travel around Granville Island. The auditions are on Monday, and if you want to find out more, you can go to the website, which is novembertheatre.com. Western Canada Theatre in Kamloops is doing a new play by Marcia Johnson called Serving Elizabeth. This is a co-production between Western Canada and Thousand Islands Playhouse in Ontario. And so there'll be two parts of the run. One is in Kamloops in January, and the other is in Gananoque, Ontario, in the summer, late July to mid-August of 2020. The audition itself is happening on the 31st, which I believe is Wednesday. And you can find out more by going to Western Canada Theatre, WCTLive.ca, or sending your submission in to WCTLive, auditions at WCTLive.ca. Here we go. Metro Theater doing their Christmas panto. This year it's Alice in Wonderland. And big deal. They got a couple high-flying big shooters to write and direct it. It's Eric Gow and Chris Adams, who are the team that gave us the award-winning Sweeney Todd last year. They're going to be doing Company later on this year as well, Stephen Sondheim show. But they're going to be doing the Christmas Panto at Metro, Alice in Wonderland. The show itself will be in December, runs the 13th to the 4th of January. The auditions are in early August, the 3rd, 10th, and 11th. They're auditioning, doing separate auditions for adults and kids. And make sure that you put on your email, when you submit your headshot and resume, you put on there which specific part you're interested in and whether it's an adult or child's audition you're looking for. Make sure you get the times right. And all the information is available by emailing metropanto@gmail.com. This looks really interesting. It's the City Opera of Vancouver doing the Berlin Project. This is it's a performance that's primarily in English, But it's translated from the original music of the cabaret era during the Weimar Republic in Germany, during the 1920s and early 30s. And the production itself will use music authentic to the era, but they ask that you specifically don't prepare anything from cabaret, the Cantorinette musical, because, as they say very clearly, ours is a very different production. The performances are going to be held in January. Plus, there will be a public workshop in October. The auditions themselves will be on August the 6th at The Post, which is at 750 Hamilton. You can go to cityoperavancouver.com to find out more information about that. And they are specifically looking for people who have strong acting and movement skills, as the ability to embody two or more different characters throughout the evening is important. So once again, cityoperavancouver.com to find out more about the Berlin Project. We've got the Cookies and Cream Collective doing a play called Consensual by Evan Placey. This is going to be up next year in March at Performance Works on Granville Island. The auditions are the 16th and 18th of August at Green Thumb Rehearsal Hall, which is in the Collingwood area on Kingsway. The auditions themselves, let's see, 16th and 18th, yeah. So just if you want to find out more, you can send your headshot and resume along with your questions to cookiesandcreamcollective@gmail.com. And finally, another panto. It's the Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan panto. It's not a Gilbert and Sullivan panto. It's the Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society doing the panto. Don't want to confuse you on that. Anyway, it's Cinderella, and they are doing that in November and December at the Surrey Arts Center. It's the classic Rags to Riches or Kitchen to Palace tale, done to 70s music. Yay! Lots of Elton John and disco and stuff. It's fun. It's magic. It's family. It's Cinderella. Maybe even some Alice Cooper and Kiss. Who knows? If you sing, dance, act, or tumble, they want to see you. The auditions are in September. Make sure you prepare a joke and a song to sing. Bring your own accompaniment or provide music for their accompanist. But no a cappella. No a cappella. You got to have some accompaniment. You can find out more by emailing Sydney, the producer, at fvgssproducer@gmail.com. And audition details and stuff will be included in your audition time confirmation. There you go. If you want details on these or other audition notices, they're all listed on the VancouverActorsGuide.com website or at the Vancouver Public Library audition page, which is at vpl.ca. If you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. Okay, you've been hearing this song all through the show, and now we're going to play it for real. There it is. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. And on Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around. Audrey is up next with Too Dreamy. And that's followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2. And our own star on the Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Excuse me. Hi, I was wondering how I maybe might potentially get to be on the radio.
Oh, word, yeah. You can do that at CITR and Discorder.
I'm sorry?
You can cover events and issues in the city and interview people, or you could join a collective and work with people with similar interests to make a show collaboratively, maybe make a few friends.
Oh, wow, that sounds superb.
Totally. Just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.